Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
Thank you very much. This is a great honor.
President-elect Donald Trump thanking Time Magazine for making him its Person of the Year for the second time. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
It's definitely a symbol. You often have political leaders, economic leaders, even celebrities doing something like this.
Mr. Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange today. On a trip to the Middle East, Secretary of State Blinken has spoken about Travis Timmerman, the American from Urbana, Missouri, who turned up near Damascus today after telling CBS News he was freed from prison this week.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria.
Timmerman says he was rescued by two men with AK-47s a day after the fall of the Assad regime. According to court papers, Alexander Smirnov, the former FBI informant, accused of making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving the Biden family, has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges. Comes weeks after prosecutors filed new tax evasion charges against him. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On today's Midday Magazine, in part one, we spend time with Wood County Parks and Forestry Department, and part two with our friend Janelle Weir from UW-Madison Extension, 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The teenager accused of assaulting and killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls in 2022 has entered not guilty pleas. According to court documents, the now 16-year-old is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, sexual assault causing great bodily harm, and child sexual assault. The case is scheduled to move forward in adult court in April, at which time the teen will be identified by name. Judge Stephen Gibbs said he expects the case to be heard in 2026, following delays over whether he would be tried in juvenile or adult court. A man who allegedly faked his own death and went to Eastern Europe now faces a charge of obstructing an officer. Here's Lisa Hale.
45-year-old Ryan Borgwart appeared in court Wednesday afternoon, where a judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The criminal complaint said after faking his drowning death in Green Lake, Borgwart took an e-bike to Madison, where he hopped a bus to Canada and from there flew to Europe. Green Lake County is seeking $35,000 to $40,000 in restitution for wasting the county's time and resources in searching for him.
With the defense secretary nomination still in the balance, a senator is raising concerns. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Very troubling. That's what Senator Tammy Baldwin called some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet selections. She made the comments at a WISP Politics D.C. event this week. The newly reelected Baldwin seemed happy about the possibility of Sean Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman, leading the Department of Transportation. Baldwin noted that some of Trump's nominees, including former Representative Matt Gaetz, have already been replaced due to controversies.
Marshfield Hillside Cemetery is an official location for the National Wreaths Across America event. It begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we...
We'll go on one. And 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Today, we are speaking with our good friends from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. We have Chad Schooley with us. Chad, good to see you, as always.
Yeah, thanks.
And we have Dan Volt with us, Snowmobile and ATV Trails Coordinator. Dan, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Dan, got to be here with us more so I can get that name right. All right. Sure. The more you're here, the more I'll get it right. Appreciate the time, you guys, and thanks for being here. I certainly want to start out by thanking you guys and everybody working in your team at the Parks and Forestry Department, or certainly with our trail coordinators out there working so hard, especially this time of year where it's go time for you guys. This is the Super Bowl. This is the time of year for you all. Yeah. And that's kind of where we're going to put a lot of our focus today is the trails, is the snowmobile, ATV trail coordinating, and some of that. When it comes to this topic, when it comes to this time of year, how is it at the office, Chad? How is it for you guys, the work, the days? What is a day in the life like over there at the Parks and Forestry Department?
Well, it's usually just kind of that transition time, right, between camping and summer warm weather recreation and looking forward to the...
And film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you collectively from my dining room and also at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Coming up at 10:33, Neil Erwitz is going to join us. He led the communications efforts for National Security Leaders for America and wrote an opinion piece on MSNBC about how he thinks we should approach the second Trump administration. Should be an interesting conversation. That will be at 10:33, right after the 11 o'clock news. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. 11:21, Greg Bach.
What's
Wisconsin's
up?
Wisconsin's junior U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is going to be joining us since her election victory last month. Every other Thursday, the Acme Punk Packing Company's sports guru Paul Noonan joins us at 11:33. And as we do every day now, we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Zucker Bucks edition. And of course, we have our statewide Text to Win adult gift list contest. So next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news, I will give you a keyword that you want to text in using the Civic Media app. And that gives you a shot at either $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone's in the running for 8 grand prizes. Everything from robotic vacuums. There's a snowblower. There's luggage. There's some really, really nice things. So make sure you join us right after the 11 o'clock news for that keyword that you're going to need to text in. But you have to do it via the Civic Media app. So if you don't have the app yet, go to wherever you get your apps, your app store, download the Civic Media app, and then you will be ready to go next hour. We play this contest 4 times a day, 7 o'clock hour with Pat Kreitlow, 11 o'clock with us, 1 o'clock Todd Alba, and then 4 p.m. with Dominic Salvia. So stick around for that. Right now, though, we need to recognize something. Calvin, are we ready with our song?
What's up?
Happy birthday, Greg Bach.
Oh.
Solicitations and all good things. And I have your birthday Kringle here. I wanted to be able to prove it so you knew that I wasn't lying, which I meant to bring in today.
Yeah, why are you ignoring us today? Why aren't you here?
Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. Okay. How old do we turn today?
We turn 47. 47.
You little youngster.
I have officially entered the bracket of late 40s. I believe that.
How does it feel?
It feels as good as yesterday felt. You know, my knees pop and my neck goes weird. And, you know, every morning you just be like, yeah, I wish I could sleep 20 minutes more. But no, it's great. I'm all about celebrating your birthday however you want to celebrate it. Now, I if you're over the age of 12 and you're like, I got a birthday month, calm down. But I think it's nice to take your day however you want. If it's nothing, great. But if you want to take yourself out for a meal, you want to go buy yourself a nice present, you want to go hang out with friends, do that. But I love my birthday. It's my special day. It's I enjoy getting the well wishes and the notes from everybody, and I cannot wait to eat the Kringle. And
if it makes it down there tomorrow, we'll
see. I was going to say, yeah, I'm surprised that seal wasn't popped open, but you know.
No, I held off. I held back. I held back this morning.
I appreciate your control. While I was waiting. I appreciate your control, so.
Are you and Bridget going out to dinner or anything special?
It's still up to me. Because it's so, so bone-cracking cold, I kind of would rather just order in.
Yeah.
And watch some TV and just snuggle on the couch with the dog and the lady and just be comfortable there. But we'll see. If we're feeling dinner, we'll do something. But that's one thing of like birthday. I'm like, well, we must do dinner and we must do my favorite restaurant. I'm always like, as long as I'm hanging out with people I care about, I'm good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The reason I am not there this morning, my husband and I usually leave about the same time in the morning. We both leave about 6:30, but I usually get out about 5 minutes ahead of time. And I've got this rattle on my car. The heat shield is going.
Ooh.
So it makes noise anyway. But I was about 10 minutes away from home at a stoplight, and I pulled out from the stoplight and thought, this is a very bad sound.
Yes.
This shouldn't be a thing, this sound. And so I pulled over and my rear left tire was completely flat. Completely flat.
Yeah.
So I called my husband. I texted you. We have a little, one of those cigarette lighter inflators.
Yeah.
So I got that hooked up and got it back to full. And my husband was coming. He wanted to follow me home so we could drop it off. There's a repair place that's real close to our house.
Yeah.
So in the 5 minutes it took, maybe 10 minutes it took for him to get to me, it was flat again.
Yep.
So, yeah, I had a lot of fun jumping in and out of the car and filling up the tire and then watching it go flat and then jumping back out and filling it up again. But anyway, I'm here. I'm in one piece.
Hey, that's
the car's dropped off. So hopefully they will be able to fix that mess. There must be like a brick in that tire or something that it would go flat that quickly again.
Well, it sounds like what you have is it doesn't sound like puncture. It sounds like you might have a slash on it. I had something similar earlier this year where I was driving and my tire sensors are always off. So it always says, oh, you got to check your tire pressure.
Right.
Well, I was driving one day and I just heard this noise. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound normal at all. So I pulled over and there it was. It was just flat as a board.
It's the flapping.
And when they showed me the tire after they replaced it, it was construction where I was driving. It was Walnut down north side of Milwaukee. And it just slashed my tire straight open. So I'm Kringle will wait. Kringle will stay. If you want to keep the Kringle for yourself, I don't mind. I just care that you are happy, healthy, and home safe. That's all I care about.
Well, thanks, you guys. And thank you for being so flexible this morning as I had a really interesting hour and a half until I got back home. So anyway, I think this is a fascinating article, and I would love people to chime in on this if you live in an area that is affected.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin Examiner, Henry Redman, posted this early this morning, and the headline reads, Pierce County Town Passes Ordinance Requiring Factory Farm Permits.
This is great.
So I think it is good.
Yeah.
If I lived in one of these communities, I would be very concerned about this. The town of about 600 people passed an ordinance requiring factory farms to get permits before they can move into or expand in the community. And we've talked before about, they're called CAFOs.
Yes.
And that stands for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. Other communities have faced legal challenges to their ordinances. One actually had to rescind its regulation after there was a change in elected leadership. But Pierce County has seen a lot of expansion of factory farms this year. A dairy in the town of Salem announced plans to expand from 1,700 to 6,500 cows.
Oh, my God.
That seems pretty massive.
That's
to
a
me.
Huge increase.
Right?
Yeah.
From 1,700 to 6,500 cows. And all of that manure has to go somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And there's sometimes not plans for that manure and that, and how those expanding farms will impact the environmental, the environment of the way, where they're in. And Pierce County is not a big county. There's not a lot of people there.
Once they get an application, the ordinance requires the board to send a letter to all of the residents within a 3-mile radius of this proposed CAFO. The board can then grant or deny the license. If it's granted, they can impose conditions on how the CAFO has to operate. In the board's materials about the ordinance, it highlighted enforcement mechanisms that state regulations around CAFOs in the state largely rely on self-reporting to DNR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Self-reporting. You're on your best behavior.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
A fact sheet about the ordinance says our town is blessed with a stunning mix of farmland, woods, and bluffs overlooking the Mississippi River's Lake Pepin. Rush River is a class one trout fishing destination fed by cool spring fed streams. Everyone has private wells for human and animal consumption. CAFOs with thousands of animals, and again, they're talking about going from 1,700 to 6,500, will bring thousands of truckloads of waste into the town. State and county laws have almost no control over these huge facilities. Without an ordinance, their impact on roads, wells, health, and the economy are unknown. This is already a problem. We already have water issues.
We've talked about CAFOs in the past. About the fact that this is sort of going under the radar and being, and it said in the article that depending on the leadership you have, it's whether or not these can go through. And I'm very proud of Pierce County for doing this. This is a great thing to secure the health of their environment, the health of their people, and really like kind of, I think it'd be easy in this political climate to say like, oh, we can't do this because of business and we can't do, no, the people are like, this is more important. We are more important, and we need to know what your plan is for our county.
And certainly, I know farmers struggle. We talk about this all the time. It's a very, very difficult to be a dairy farmer, to be any kind of farmer, has innumerable challenges.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are part of this community.
Yes. Yeah, you are using...
And have some obligations to your community.
Absolutely, and reporting on how you are going to treat the ground and treat the environment, I don't think is going beyond any sort of measure. I think that's perfectly normal. That should be acceptable and the normal. All of them should have to be doing this. If you want to open a business, you have to give an economic impact or environmental impact. It should be the same with all farms.
Yeah, definitely. If you are affected, if you are in a community that is dealing with this, we would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy, the Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa, Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas!
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin B. coming to you live, respectively, from my dining room and also Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about an article in the Wisconsin Examiner today from Henry Redman about a Pierce County town that passed an ordinance requiring factory farm permits for CAFOs, the town of Maiden Rock. There's a factory farm there that wants to expand from 1,700 to 6,500 cows. That's a lot of cows.
That's a ton of cows.
And we're just wondering if you live in a community who is dealing with this. 855-752-4842. Cassandra is on the line. Good morning, Cassandra. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Yeah. I think this is a really interesting thing to talk about as far as in relation to the new Trump administration when he's talking about kind of dismantling EPA regulations. I think this is one of those really important times that we have to think about the state and how we can kind of fight against these kind of
Your son has opinions, and we get it, too. We get it.
He wants to chime in, Cassandra. That's okay.
But I think doing this more at a local level, like this county has, is going to be really important for our individual states to fight against this new administration and how they're going to kind of try to dismantle the EPA.
You make a great point, Cassandra. Absolutely. That should be concerning to all of us, even if we don't live in a town that has a CAFO in it. There's a group called GROW, which stands for Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. They are very happy about this ordinance that passed in this little town. It's a result of the community banding together and sharing their stories and fears. We have heard it all. Landowners have had their land used for manure spreading without permission. Residents have had to call the sheriff's department so they can leave their own driveway because of all the heavy truck traffic. Families have had to live with poisoned water that causes sickness and cancer. We know that one town standing up and protecting themselves isn't enough, but everyone deserves to have access to clean water and safe roads across Wisconsin, whether you're in Maiden Rock, again, which is in Pierce County, or Milwaukee. Corporate greed gets in the way of that dream becoming reality. In 2025, we hope to see even more towns stand up and pass ordinances of their own. Again, that was a statement from GROW, which is Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit similar that I saw that these are issues being taken up. There was a ballot measure in California to ban them outright in Sonoma, which is actually very liberal, too. And it got shot down. 85% of the vote said no. Wow. I thought that was very, I wasn't, and I thought about it, maybe it's like, maybe it's not a matter, because Pierce County isn't saying no. They're saying yes, but here are the steps. And maybe that's where California maybe failed. Maybe they could have gone a little simpler instead of just saying outright no. And the people said, no, we're voting for Kamala, but we're also voting for farmers as well. So it was interesting to see the dichotomy between Sonoma County, California, and much smaller Pierce County, Wisconsin, and taking these steps. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially California. You would have thought that that would have got shot down almost instantaneously.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we do have another caller on the line. We have Mary from Menominee who used to live in Pierce County, near Pierce County. Mary, how you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Absolutely, Mary. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Earlier this year, there was a huge meeting because this farm factory was going under the radar and was going to expand. And people packed the room in Pierce County. I'm so proud of the Pierce County residents for standing up. Even with 1,600 cows, they were spreading their manure on other people's property. So the expansion was just out of the question. And it really, really would have affected the streams, the water, the beautiful environment that we have there. But when we talk about this, it's a factory. It's not what we consider from our upbringing farm.
Yeah.
They are almost, I would compare them to puppy mills because this is what they do. And it's really sad. So we have to be really conscientious of stopping these big factories from taking over our environment. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for chiming in on that. And I think you make a really good point, too, though. It's if the residents know what's going on, it's about communication and it's making sure that people understand what's happening. And I don't know that always happens, that everyone is well informed about it. Alicia on the live stream says, I know Ledgeview is dealing with a CAFO and I haven't seen anything from the previous rep, John Mako, or the new one, Shea Sortwell. If they live in that area, this would be a good time to contact your legislators.
Absolutely.
And find out what's going on, because this isn't going to go away.
No. And Mary brings up a really good point, too. If they were having a hard time and they weren't doing their job with 1,700, 6,500 is nearly three times the amount. And those things are not going to be roaming the fields. They are going to be locked into probably very tight stalls and then let out to do their thing. And it's going to affect everyone, whether it's their water, their fields, whatnot. But this is, as Tom said on the live stream, good on Pierce County. Good for Pierce County for taking control of this.
Absolutely. All right. We have news coming up next. And also Tom said, Jane, don't let Robin Boss know you're working from home. Don't tell him. I'm sure he doesn't.
We have a survey.
I'm pretty
it works
sure
out.
He doesn't listen. News, like I said, is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, potentially global civic media radio network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're cold, your pets are too. Bring them inside. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
If dogs have to remain outdoors, they'll need to be inside of an enclosed kennel with a doghouse as a shelter from the sub-zero temperatures. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet, based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware of your animal's tolerance for the cold weather and adjust accordingly. For example, you'll probably need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come in contact with the snow-covered ground. And pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. And the same goes for very young and very old animals. If you need help determining your pet's temperature limits, consult your vet. And some things that you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or a coat. And always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And be aware, if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the past few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up a percent from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 4 below.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Come in and leave your mind open.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you respectively from my dining room and also at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, it's underway. Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest, our grown-up gift list contest, will kick in next hour. So right after the 11 o'clock news, we're going to have a keyword for you, and you want to text that in via the Civic Media app. So you will have a chance once you text in that keyword on the Civic Media app. You'll have a shot at either $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone who enters, whether you win that hour or not, will be on the grant, be eligible for one of the 8 grand prizes. Everything from espresso machines to robot vacuums to a snowblower. So make sure you are ready to go after the 11 o'clock news. Go to wherever you get your apps and download the Civic Media app so you can text in the keyword right after the 11 o'clock news around 11:06 or so. Very excited to have our next guest join us. He led communications for National Security Leaders for America. Neil Erwitz is here. We were introduced by our friend Randy Manner, former retired Major General. Nice to meet you, Neil. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great to meet you, too, and thanks so much for having me on. I'm as good as could possibly be expected, given what's going to happen in, let's say, 40 days, give or take.
Yeah. Second Trump administration is coming. It is going to happen. And you had an opinion piece on usnews.com, and we will include this in the show notes after the show is over. But here is what the headline reads: How Dems Fight Back. Treat Trump like a potty training toddler.
You might have been able to tell what's top of mind for me right now. I have a 6-year-old. We did this for her already, and a 3-year-old who is in the throes of potty training. I'll spare you all the details.
Yeah.
But the way to get him to use the potty is bribery and outright manipulation. You see your sister use the potty. Don't you want to use the potty? And good job, buddy. Way to use the potty. So I guess the basic thesis of the piece is we've got to do the same for Trump. And, you know, I will dispose of the, you know, 800-pound elephant in the room or whatever the phrase is. I hate doing it. I do not, from the core of who I am, I think Trump is bad for America. I think Trump is bad for us as individual people. I think he's a threat to democracy. But that's exactly why we have to manipulate him with praise.
Well, here's one portion, yeah. I want to read from your piece that you have in U.S. News. We need to praise him effusively every time he even approximates doing the right thing. We need to laud him for every mainstream, reasonably competent appointment he makes, for every bipartisan bill he supports, and for any time he refrains from outrageous or unlawful actions and negotiates with Congress instead. And I guess I understand the premise of it. Is that going to be enough to keep him in check if we just tell him how great he is all the time? Because he's always led by his worst instincts, it seems.
Look, I'm not going to say that he's a saint, obviously. What I will say is it's worked for our foreign adversaries with him. That Putin gets exactly what he wants out of him. How? A quick compliment. Mm-hmm. Xi Jinping gets, you know, took him to the cleaners on in the trade deal he signed, but you know he let Trump pretend that he won. And then there's the most obvious example, Kim Jong Un. Sorry, and the love letters, which I still don't understand, but it worked. He got, Kim Jong-un got that international summit that he wanted. He got to keep building his nuclear program with no further pressure. And all he had to do was write some nice things in a private letter. So Trump goes to where the praise is. We saw it with that really grotesque, you know, North Korea style, everybody go around the table and praise Trump in his first cabinet meeting in his first administration. So clearly he likes praise.
Yes.
Clearly he is susceptible to it. So leverage it is what I'm saying. Leverage an obvious vulnerability of his to say, keep our democracy on the rails, to keep our economy on the rails, to keep mass deportations, to keep him away from this idea of getting rid of birthright citizenship, which, no, he's not legally allowed to do, but the law is only as strong as the people who enforce it.
Well, going back to the whole birthright citizenship issue, that is amazing to me because Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, had the first two kids before she was a citizen.
There's an obvious joke here about his real motivations being dealing with Eric and Donald Trump Jr. finally. But you're right. I mean, the hypocrisy is astounding. But I guess what we have to do is discipline ourselves, train ourselves to praise him for not following through on that.
Does that also say, oh, go on, Neil.
Oh, go ahead, please.
I was like, does that also have to apply? Does that apply to his fervent audience too? Who, I mean, if we say to Trump, Pam Bondi, she's not Matt Gaetz. Good job. But we're not saying that to his followers as well. It sort of builds this line of like, well, what do you really mean? And you don't really like, they're always looking for reasons to call you a traitor or that you're not American enough or you don't love Trump enough. It seems like a large undertaking to say like, all right, now I have to pay these compliments to this guy, but I now have to like kind of almost compliment the people who come along with them.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that they're going to be involved in those sorts of decisions, yeah. I mean, we need to be able to say Trump did the grown-up thing. Trump did an intelligent thing in making Marco Rubio Secretary of State. And if that means praising, you know, the people in his inner circle for making that decision, if that means praising Susie Wiles, and if that means, by extension, praising anybody in his, media ecosystem, I'm sure there's a better word for this, but praising anybody in that ecosystem who also supports the Rubio nomination, so be it. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's one we kind of have to because the alternative to Marco Rubio is God only knows who. Nick Fuentes, you know.
Oh my God.
I mean,
hey, why not, right?
Yeah, I think I'm joking, but I'm not sure I'm joking.
Well, I mean, you have plenty of reason to say why Nick Fuentes could be on a short list somewhere. I mean, some of these appointments are just, I mean, he is now, he's also appointing people who would be considered his enemies, you know, people who ran against him, people who wrote, but it also goes to show that there is no such thing as a long-term grudge that will keep you out of his sphere if you don't come in, bow down, kiss the ring, tell him his hair is great, and that's it, and then boom, you are Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that it's funny you bring up Secretary of Defense because that's where the line is of, you know, the more ammunition, pardon the pun, that we spend praising Rubio and praising, you know, even picks that are qualified, even if we don't really like them, like Doug Burgum,
who
is qualified to be Secretary of the Interior. He understands what the department does. I don't like what he's going to do with it, but he at least understands what the department does. The more time we spend praising those, the more Trump feels, oh, okay, these are the things that are going to get me that praise that I crave. So I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
You know, if I offered my son broccoli every time he went to the potty instead of M&Ms, he's not going to go to the potty.
And yes, I know I am. This is where we are.
You're absolutely right. I'm not going to the bathroom when someone gives me broccoli. I'm like, I'll take the M&Ms. Yeah. Peanut, please.
Peanut, yes. We're worried he'll choke on them, but he likes the peanut butter filled ones.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, those are delicious.
If you're just joining us, Neil Erwitz is our guest. He was a speechwriter and advisor to the Secretary of the Navy from 2021 to 2023, and he has an article in U.S. News that we will include in our show notes, and the title reads, How Dems Fight Back, Treat Trump Like a Potty Training Toddler, and essentially it's about reinforcing when he actually does appoint someone or enact some legislation that isn't obviously horrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which is something, I mean, I'm honestly, Jane and Neil, I feel like that we've been doing this for a long time anyways. It's like, if he goes to the debate and he doesn't act like a monster, what a win. If he acts magnanimously towards world leaders, whew, good job, buddy. You know, I feel like we have been treating him with those kinds of kid gloves since he descended from the golden escalator in 2015. So it's not like this is out of the question either. And we've really seen this, and I don't know how you feel about this, Neil, but like we've really seen this, we've talked about this a lot in the media, how all of a sudden how all the major news markets have just kind of gone soft on him as if a way of saying, don't hurt us. We like you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no question he's been graded on a curve for a decade now. He regularly gets points of policy confused that if Dan Quayle had done them, would have been the end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we still think Dan Quayle is an idiot because he added an extra letter to a word my daughter knows how to spell. Like, and Trump has blown so far past that. Like, there's no question that he gets graded on a curve. I guess my point is really how do we use that to our advantage? Mm-hmm. And for what it's worth, I do think there are some things that would serve his base that we can genuinely praise him for. The biggest one being blue collar job training. It is 100% obvious that our economy desperately needs more things like electricians, welders,
right,
plumbers. Mm-hmm. The number of job openings is astounding. Those are jobs that, you know, that are normally filled by youngish, non-college educated men. We need more. Invest in that. Give him that win. And praise him to the moon if he actually pursues it. Because that would be a genuine piece of good policy that could lower the anger in the country. And if he's able to get that, my genuine hat's off. At that point, I'm no longer manipulating him. I'm genuinely happy for him.
Is that something that he's actually mentioned, Neil, about investing in more training programs and like apprenticeships?
People around him have, you know, and that's what it'll take. I think enough people around him for.
We're going to take a short commercial break, and we will continue our conversation with Neil Erwitz. If you would like to chime in, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show. Hey kids, Community Stories is live on December 17th and 19th, so you can call in with your wish lists for Santa.
Are you elves ready?
All the kids are going to be calling us, and they're going to be telling us what they want to tell Santa. Mrs. Z, are you ready?
I think so. Cookies, hot cocoa.
What about you, Mr. Jangles? Stop eating the cookies.
Mrs. Z might have to make some more.
Just call 715-424-2600 December 17th and 19th from 5 to 6 on 97 FM, 1320 AM and 105.5 FM.
At some point, you'll need to take money out of your IRA and 401k. What should you know about these mandatory withdrawals? First, they're called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and you must start taking them when you're 73, or if you were born in 1960 or later, 75. RMDs apply to your traditional IRA and 401k, but not your Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The amount you take out is based on your account balance and age, but if you don't take out the required amount each year, you could face a 25% penalty. You can withdraw more than your RMD each year, but keep in mind that your withdrawals are taxable. When you inherit an IRA or 401k, you still must take RMDs, but you typically must take out all the money within 10 years. After you've started taking RMDs, you must do so by the end of each year. So, if you haven't taken them for 2024, you may need to act quickly. Learn as much as you can about them. You'll want to make the right moves at the right time. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Nashville recording artist Becky Schlegel and the High 48s will be performing Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue, Pittsville, Wisconsin. This concert is perfect for the holidays and gets everyone in the spirit with Becky's angelic voice and the smooth bluegrass Christmas melodies of the High 48s. Advanced tickets are available through Eventbrite Online and at Wisconsin Farm Business, downtown Pittsville. Tickets at the door will be $20 for adults, $15 for seniors, and $3 for students. Come sing along to traditional holiday music classics December 15th at the Pittsville Auditorium with Becky Schlegel and the High 48s.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Gal B coming to you live, respectively, from my dining room and also at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Our guest is Neil Erwitz. He was a speechwriter and advisor to the Secretary of the Navy for several years and also penned a column in U.S. News called How Dems Fight Back, Treat Trump Like a Potty Training Toddler. And I certainly understand the reasoning behind it. You have said, Neil, again, when he makes a good pick for a cabinet nominee or actually supports some good legislation, people should encourage that and encourage that those kinds of things. But let's talk about some of his cabinet nominees. Pete Hegseth continues to be very, very controversial, although it seems like people like Jody Ernst now of Iowa are softening up on that. Is he the most qualified person to be the Secretary of the Department of Defense?
No, he's not in the top 50.
Not in the top 50.
Yeah. He's not in the top 50 Republicans who hold similar beliefs. The fact of the matter, you know, Adam Smith, who is the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, a Democrat, but who has been intimately involved in armed services issues for 20 something years now, was asked about the nomination right after it was announced. And Adam Smith said, I had to look up who it was. I didn't know who he was until 20 minutes ago. The fact of the matter is there are countless people in the defense world, which is, you know, where I come from, the area I understand the best. There are countless people with similar beliefs to him, people who think that we have, you know, lost our focus on lethality and deterrence, people who think that we waste a lot of money that should be reappropriated within the Pentagon, but who don't have his significant baggage of he has a drinking problem. And look, I'm not going to make fun of him for that because that's, you know, it's a serious thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that also means, but you don't put him in the nuclear chain of command if he has a drinking problem. That's just
well, doesn't that just make him such an easy mark for for our enemies?
It makes him an easy mark. It makes him blackmailable.
Yeah.
And it means that when the chips are down and the metaphorical 3 a.m. phone call comes in, he might be battling a hangover. And I do not mean that as a joke. I want to make that 1,000% clear. It's a real medical problem, but it's also not one you work out in one of the 3 or 4 most stressful jobs in the world.
Well, and also even going back to his former, you know, he headed up 2 veterans organizations that were relatively small. And from the reporting that has come out from this, he mismanaged them so badly that both of them went bankrupt. And now you're going to put him in charge of an agency that has a budget that's probably 900,000 times bigger.
830 billion, but who's counting? with 3 million employees, if you count people who are in uniform. I don't know how he's going to manage it, because remember, he's never served in the Pentagon. He's never served in a senior civilian or a senior uniformed role at the Pentagon. He is going to have a real problem. I do not, at the end of the day, understand why the insistence on him when there are so many like-minded people who don't have his baggage.
I mean, honestly, you said earlier that he wouldn't be the top 50. I mean, I'm not in the military. I've never been in military. But he doesn't sound like he should be in the top 1,000. I mean,
you could have given me 1,000 guesses as to who Trump's SecDef nominee would be, and his name wouldn't have come up. I had to look him up when he was named.
But you know what probably worked to his advantage, Neil, is that he was on Fox News complimenting Trump all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, but all of them do that.
True. Yeah. It's true. Like, that is the one thing they have in common, yes.
You can't throw a rock at the GOP headquarters in Washington without hitting somebody who scoots over to Fox and kisses the ring.
Well, you have to. If you don't, you get primaried. You're done. You are done. And that's the scariest part, is that there's no dissension even thought about in that party. There's no idea of like, oh, well, maybe I have a different idea. No, you don't. You don't have a different idea. You have this idea. And if you don't like it, there's the door.
There is too much of that.
Yeah.
There is way, way, way too much of that, which, you know, and I know I'm kind of coming full circle here, but it makes it all the more important to make that one allowable idea, one that's okay for the country. Yeah. And that means you praise the ever loving hell out of it.
And given some peanut M&Ms, maybe that'll help too.
There it is.
Neil
he likes those.
Has been our guest. Thank you so very, very much for your time, Neil. We'll come back around and get you back on in a month or so and see where
terrific.
We are then. News is coming up
so
next.
Much.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, a review of the latest Trump transition troubles with Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil and former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. is working to get an American found in Syria back home. Travis Timmerman spoke with CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Timmerman had been imprisoned for 7 months after crossing Syria's border illegally on a Christian pilgrimage.
It wasn't bad. I was never beaten.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year, President-elect Donald Trump. Brian Bennett is Time's senior White House correspondent.
Trump was Person of the Year in 2016. Because he won the presidency and promised to reshape American politics. And what we saw in 2024 was him following through on that.
Well, CBS's Cammy McCormick on clemency announced today by the Biden White House.
39 Americans are being pardoned. They were convicted of nonviolent crimes. 1,500 others have had their sentences commuted. They had already been released from prisons during the pandemic and placed on home confinement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Join us.